Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio and you want to stay up to date with everything happening here at the station, download the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen. You can stream anytime, anywhere. You can even listen on demand. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day to you. Happy, I guess, early Wednesday, kind of?
It's the Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday, as Calkins would say. And for me, it's the, I got to remember to put the trash out tonight. That's how it feels very, very early for that. But it is Wednesday, so that means my partner in crime, my company today, is the MC of Fun and Games here in the Memphis area. He's also the host of Writer Than Write Trivia. Tomorrow, the Jeff Calkins Show, 10:30 a.m. I believe we have more Italian Fest tickets to give away. CerritoEntertainment.com is the website. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Good day to you. Yeah, big, lots to get into here in this, it was early Memorial Day, right? So it's an early Wednesday. It's early Memorial Day. It's a lot of early stuff going on, but it's not early now. It's 2 o'clock. So.
I think it's fair to say this. Was that the least Memorial Day feeling Memorial Day of all time?
In our lifetimes, I think it's very possible. It was not Memorial Day, right? We trying to get into the spirit at music bingo nights around town. We have our summer rounds that we bring out at Memorial Day, right? Like unofficial start of summer right now. It does not feel like summer yet, is the point, right? I think the fact long sleeves, not just because I'm going inside to places, it's because like it's cold outside. Like I've got
still crisp. No, I mean Calkins, I say this is still late spring, but like for me, the other thing is it obviously snuck up on everybody because it was an earlier Memorial Day, but I think the fact that we had basically rain all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible. Like, the things that would kind of get you in the spirit, we didn't really...
You did not have the opportunity.
Like, you couldn't go out and grill. You couldn't go out and, like, you know, do the outdoor activities. Like, Aaliyah and I went to Ghost River before...
Oh, cool.
On Saturday, we had some friends in town, so we went down to Ghost River before we went to the rendezvous, but, like, we were inside at Ghost River. Great, right. Like with that awesome space outside, but it was raining, so we were inside. Like I feel like I can remember rain on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you get to have some barbecue, but
I cannot remember the whole rain weekend. The whole like shuts down the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's a downer for sure to kick off unofficially summer. We're not there yet. So I mean, we are.
I think
there.
We also
this doesn't feel like it, but you can do other things, I guess.
To me, like you gotta. We know summer because you walk outside and it's the humidity. Mm-hmm. And I understand there are lots of people saying, like, hey, you know, this is great. Like, we don't have, like, I'm a summer guy. I need the heat. My back feels better. Like, it makes me go outside more, which seems counterintuitive, but, like, I love the heat.
Right.
And we're just not there yet.
Oh, well, but, I mean, hey, you get, don't forget to put your trash out.
Don't forget to put the trash out. That will be a reminder to me. All right, let's talk about what we got coming up on the program. We'll start with some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. A couple of topics to get into there. I want to start with a local story that we'll kind of revisit. Then pregame festivities at Gainbridge Fieldhouse got me thinking last night. So we'll discuss that, maybe get into a little playoff talk. Chase Mann is an MMA fighter. He's from Jonesboro, Arkansas. He, too, will be participating in the showdown at Southland, Southland Showdown 2, AttitudeMMA.com for tickets from that. He's going to join us at 2:40 to preview his big fight this weekend. We'll get into the list. Charlie Woods won a golf tournament, and I'm actually kind of happy that the internet has, I think, had the appropriate amount of reaction to it. Like, I feel like with Charlie, everyone always jumps the gun, but I was kind of actually pleased with the internet for once. CJ Hurt's going to join us also during hour number two. We'll tell your story, and then we'll get out of here. But let's fire it up, George. Let's do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, Kevin. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Never have your parents be your agent.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of parent involvement this year from P.J. Haggerty to the we've seen it in the NFL. We've seen it all over the place.
Lamar, famously, his mom.
Yeah.
But Nico, obviously, is the other one that gets lumped in with P.J.
It's definitely I buy that. Yes, I buy that you should never have your parent as your agent. Now, should you call your parents for some advice? And possibly they might have some great advice for you. But they obviously don't. Unless they're an agent. If your dad is Jimmy Sexton,
well, I was
going to
say, that's the only asterisk I would say this is, if your dad's Jimmy Sexton, shout out James, he should be your agent. There's literally probably no one better.
You would want him to be, yes. If your parent has some experience in the field with other athletes, then sure. But you know, that's obviously not what this question is about. Because I feel like, I mean, right? Everybody can call their parents and ask them for advice on all types of things, of a plumbing leak or whatever at your house. But, you know, they might come over and help you fix something. But if it's something as big as what this is, if they don't have experience with it, then I don't think they should be coming up.
Like, I was trying to think of, like, what are the examples? Yeah, I think if, like,
some real life examples
if
of
your
when
parents,
would you get your parents to do something.
If your parents are from the industry that you're in, like, in a, like, let's say I'm in a proverbial world where my dad was in radio.
Right.
I still don't think I want him as my agent, though. I think I, like you said, you want him as a soundboard, whatnot, but I don't think you necessarily want him as the agent.
He can help you pick the agent.
Right.
Right? Like, ooh, this, you know, look at the
qualifications. And, like, let's be real. What mostly happens is your dad gives you his agent. Like, in that world, I would presume Ian and Noah Eagle have the same agent.
Possibly, because, of the, I mean, in that scenario, like, did they do the vetting? You know, once the vetting is done and you have found somebody that you trust, then you would go with them.
Right.
So, like, if you do have somebody that you've already picked out, obviously you trust your parents more than you would trust anybody. In a way, to make the best decision, but the question is, do your parents have the best information and experience and know-how in the industry to make that decision? Can somebody make the decision better than them? And quite often, they can't. Like the plumbing, like if you got a plumbing problem at the house, there's going to be somebody who you could have called a professional and got much better advice probably than from your parents. However, you're going to be paying that person. So, like, the money thing comes into play. But when we're talking about sports agents or agents in general, like, just give the cut to somebody who knows what they're doing because they're going to get you more.
I think they're going to be able to know what is real. Like, to me, do I think Nico's dad or
that
PJ's,
was a problem,
PJ's
for sure.
Dad?
This is examples that we've got here.
I think PJ's dad falls into the same category in this. Do I think he had PJ's best interest? Yes, I do. I'm not going to question his fatherhood. But what I think is undeniable is he did not have access to information that I think would have been relevant to the decision-making process. So, for instance, I think if they would have had a real agent when the Memphis offer came in at roughly $3 million, reportedly, or rumored, the agent would have known what the real numbers are out there.
Correct. And he's got the connections. He's having the conversation.
And I presume a lot of what happened with PJ was the same thing that happened with Nico in this sense. When Nico read that, when Nico's dad read that Mensa was getting $4 million from Duke, that set him off. I think when PJ's dad saw that JT Toppin got $4 million or whatever, $4.5 million, whatever it was from Texas Tech, well, they thought, well, there's only one other All-American that's returning to college basketball. That would be PJ. So the number is going to start at $4 million. I have always been skeptical that JT is getting $4 million. I think that that is a highly inflated number, but I think if you had a real agent, you would know what the number was.
Right.
And I presume that when Memphis makes the offer, the agent would have been able to say, I'm not saying this is the best offer that we're going to get, but this is going to be a really good offer. And you should know this offer is probably not going to last forever. Because I think everybody kept saying the right things of the door's not closed, the door's not closed. Well, I think when it came down to it, the door was kind of closed. Memphis had to move on. Memphis had to go and recruit other players. And Memphis had to spend their money elsewhere. And we saw that that offer that happened once upon a time did not still exist. Otherwise, I think he'd be playing basketball at Memphis. If Memphis still had the $3 million offer on the table, I think he's playing basketball at Memphis. But I think the biggest reason why is I think it is a complicated business in the sense that no one really knows what the real figures are. Like, for instance, let's take the NFL, for example, which oftentimes releases figures for salaries that are too high. Like, right. Salaries that are not going to be, they're the optimistic view. Well, we still have a baseline. We still see the financials of this is the guaranteed money. We know the amount of cash that someone's going to get versus basketball and baseball, which are guaranteed contracts. We know it like when they're announced, like that's what they're getting. But when you are in this space of NIL, where a lot of times information that you're reading is information that somebody wants out, that's not necessarily the best information. And I think that's led to a lot of bad decisions.
And yeah, so we're talking, of course, PJ Haggerty is going to Kansas State. Even though Memphis reportedly offered around $3 million, he's going there for less, what it seems like, being reported numbers.
Goodman,
and then we don't know this for sure because we're not agents and we're not involved in the official deal.
Goodman reported around $2 million with the possibility through incentives of $2.5 million, which is also laugh out loud funny because that's technically not allowed.
And so do you believe in this buy or sell, as I quickly bought that you should never have your parents as an agent, but I believe he would be getting more money, even with, you know, commissions and percentages taken off.
Yeah.
If he would have had an actual agent involved in this. I just feel like you even have a team, you have more of a team when you have an agent, right? Because you've got the agent, but then you also have your parents there as part of the, they're still there. Like, they can't not talk, you know, you still talk to them and they still advise
right.
you. It's just they are not negotiating on your behalf.
The agent would have also done a better job of the NBA thing. I think the agent would have very quickly said,
they have a system in place.
I think the agent would have very quickly, it seems to me, PJ went up to Chicago thinking, if I have a good week, someone's going to tell me that I'm going to be a second rounder. I think the agent would have said, listen, we can still go test the waters. There's no reason to do this, but I want you to know it's a long shot.
I'm just glad that we finally have reached the end here of, because it was taking a long time. You know, the jury was out for a while, and blind going back, the longer he has, you know, hasn't signed, how is it better or worse for the Tigers or PJ or whatever? And here we are. It's not necessarily great for the Tigers or for PJ, right? That's what's disappointing about the whole thing. I think it feels like the Tigers, the Tiger fans coming up
a little short.
I
can make an argument it might be better for the Tigers in the sense that you were going to have so much money tied up into one player, you might now have a deeper roster.
And if that player doesn't show up in the tournament, then you're in trouble.
Right.
You got to have other people on the team that can play.
I mean, like we saw, like in the end, like it's the depth was a concern. I mean, when it wasn't just that your point guard went down, it was that your backup point guard went down and you could not get into your offense. I mean, I think they're also.
But, I mean, can't figure out. He's player of the year, Jeffrey, and he's, you know, he's an all-American player of the year in the conference. Like he
would have been your best returning player, but I guess my argument would be this. Do you wind up getting Doug McMillon? No. Do you wind up getting Curtis Givens the third? No. Like, I think you're probably going to wind up with three more players at the minimum. And then I think also, whether or not it's, I can't really gauge how serious to take the Dane Danger optimism. It still seems to me like it's coming from the same place. Penny thinks it's going to happen, and I've been here before. But I do think some money that would have been earmarked to bring back PJ has been rolled over to Dane in the event that Dane does, in the event that Dane becomes eligible.
That's fair. And it's fascinating that with these conversations now in college basketball are very similar to what you would have for an NBA team, right? Like, does it make sense to give Jared all this money when you could maybe use that money and spread it out among, you know, three players? These are NBA type of conversations
reverse. Yeah. Does it make sense for Jaren? Because like to me, this is the equation.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies can do the renegotiate and extend, but that would probably limit their flexibility this coming offseason because basically you're taking all the cap space that you would have left and you're tying it to Jaren.
Right.
There's still a couple of other avenues they could explore, but for the most part, that's the case. But from Jaren's perspective, why would you agree to it? Because if Jaren, the only real reason you would agree to it is if you're worried about sustaining a serious injury and you want the guaranteed money.
Right.
But if you're Jaren, if you hold off, well, next season you could make Defensive Player of the Year, or you could win you could make an All-NBA team, and therefore you'd be eligible for the Supermax again. Or you could wait, and the offer that the Grizzlies would be able to extend to you would be even bigger next year, and it would have a fifth year. So the only two real reasons to do the deal this summer would be A, you want to help the team, because I do think while in the short term it might hurt the team's flexibility, long term it would help them. But, and then the other reason is just the injury aspect of it. So, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, that's kind of the other difference between college right now and the NBA is the NBA, they won't say it out loud, but they have a hard salary cap now with the second apron.
No, that's for sure. So, there's a chance. We don't know that with the PJ Haggerty news, you just never want to lose your best player, right?
It's a pretty good rule of thumb.
It's pretty good. So, but of course, you never want to lose in the first round of the tournament either. You want to make the tournament, but you want to go to that second weekend. And that did not happen with PJ, and it wasn't his fault. I mean, he didn't put the Tigers in position to be close to winning that game. And so, could the Tigers end up being better, and could Kansas State end up being better out of this, and could PJ put himself in a better position to make even more money? It's possible. We're going to watch it and see.
Compared to last season, he's still going to be making more money this year. Could he have made more money if he would have agreed to the Memphis deal? Yes, probably. That seems to be the case. But he's still going to be making more money than he was last year. He made a gamble. That was the gamble, and they... You know, he comes up. He's still got it. Listen, I think there's a lot of people out there that'd like to have $2 million in a 12-month span or whatever, six-month span.
100%. So, yeah, he made the decision. That's where he wants to go. That's the best deal for him. So, we'll...
All right. I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
This from last night. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. Celebrity, air quote, fans have to have a connection to the team. So, this was inspired by last night... the Pacers, and honestly, my interpretation of it was Pat McAfee got all these people in the building. But the interpretation that I had was Triple H was sitting courtside, and they introduced him. Jelly Roll, Because doesn't Jelly Roll does a lot of WWE stuff. I feel like I've seen him on a lot of WWE stuff.
He just did the anthem at Mania. Yeah.
50 Cent, which really confused me because I thought 50 was a New Yorker. And so he was not rooting for the Knicks. That confused me. And then the one that was obvious and the one that I'm tipping the cap saying no comment, like this is fair game, was John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp still lives in Bloomington. Like, he's considered, like, Mr. Indiana. But the question for you is, buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. The celebrity fans have to have a connection to the team.
I feel like you do in Indiana. I feel like you...
It feels the basketball state!
Yeah, but it feels unauthentic, right? So, like, if you're a celebrity... You go to games in L.A. and New York, right? Unless you have a connection some way. Now, are they going to the games and cheering on the Knicks? That's totally different. Like what we saw, Pat McAfee cutting the promo.
Right, on Chalamet, Spike, and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, of all people. And he was getting the Pacers to boo them, which is okay.
See, you know what I think would have been funny? I don't know how big of a sports guy he is. But Adam Driver is born and raised in Indiana.
Yeah.
Adam Driver, to me, is kind of like that would combat Chalamet. He's not as young, obviously, and he's not
well,
as...
You know who needs to be there? I haven't seen him in a game yet. There's some Indiana celebrities that could be there that makes a lot
of
sense.
Well, I was kind of shocked Letterman wasn't there because it was Indy 500 weekend and this.
Like, Letterman, maybe he'll get in on it, but it seems like a weird... Pacers pickup of, I mean, obviously this is the Pacers benefit from the history here of making this more of a star focused series, right? Because they have this rivalry with the Knicks that goes back, you know, decades and decades. So it does elevate, I guess, Indiana as a state it elevates this series as a celebrity series.
I don't have a problem.
So I don't think of the Pacers with celebrities. I think of Pat McAfee. You think of Indiana. You think of David Letterman. You don't think of 50 Cent. But you're asking,
you're going to parade them as they're like your celebrity.
Is he a fan of Halliburton now? Is that what's going on? Or because, I mean, it's hard not to be.
I don't know. Like, it felt to me like it was Indiana's response to the celebrity fans of the Knicks.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's like, and so they brought in, what, Triple H was there.
From Massachusetts.
So if the Grizzlies, let's hypothetical, you know, next season the Grizzlies make the NBA Finals and are paired up with the New York Knicks next year. Like what? We're gonna have to compete. How do we do this? How do we bring out? Are we getting people from Nashville to come down and pretend like? Because Nashville is a star-studded city these days. I mean, we can get Nicole Kidman in the building, right? And Taylor Swift, and like they all just always love Memphis because they're Tennessee. They're gonna cheer on Tennessee. Do we do that? But it wouldn't feel authentic.
Like
it would not
be more
feel
likely
right.
to be a, like Who? In Knicks gear.
Well, yeah.
Because she lives so much in New York now.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
But
so
she's, you know.
All right. The ones we know
are closer to Kansas City.
We know for certain, Timberlake would show up.
Timberlake.
Zach Myers would show up.
Yeah, but come on now. Like look at the celebrity we're talking about, like here, and shout out to Zach Myers. But like, I mean, I'm talking. We've got to.
How many gold records does everybody else got?
Will they?
I think Zach's only sold, I think, like 30 million records.
Will they? Who? No, I'm saying no. He's very successful. Very successful. But, so they had. Obviously, we could bring out Jerry Lawler can be there, right? The King. Shout out to the King. I mean, there's Memphis celebrity.
How's
we went through this. What?
How's his health?
Who? What?
How's his health?
Oh, how's his health? Oh, he can show up to the game. You know, he
okay.
walk around. Yeah. You know, he can't cut a promo, but the King can be there and, you know, wave to the crowd.
But like, I would say, if Nashville fans came in, I think there'd be kind of a pushback of like, where all y'all been? Like I don't. The
we wouldn't
is,
accept it.
I think with Memphis and with Memphis and Nashville, like there's still enough where it's like you're a Nashville person. But I also am trying to determine if that's the wrong way of thinking. Like, does this need to be like when I was in California?
And the Grizzlies could use the entire state.
I've always used the example: is Texas the South? it depends where I am.
Right.
If I'm in a room full of Southern Californians and I need numbers, Texas counts. We say y'all everything. But if I'm here, no, Texas is Texas. It's kind of its own thing. Like, do we need all the pub we can get?
Because Memphis is his own thing. I mean, versus Nashville, right? But I don't know. I was just like, do we try to? It seems like a losing battle to try to get in a celebrity war with the Knicks. And like, you're not going to be able to get the level of celebrity fan. Now, who could we get that's authentic, that's bigger? We could get, they had Triple H. We could get, The Rock could come to a game at FedEx Forum, and it would make more sense than Triple H being at a Pacers game. I mean,
correct.
The Rock lived here, worked here, started his career here. There's a show you could watch called Young Rock that got canceled. The Rock would make sense, and there's no star bigger than that.
So I guess some people have pointed out
The Rock and JT, not bad.
Some people have been pointing out that Halliburton has done stuff with the WWE.
Has he?
I've seen him
on Pat McAfee's show.
But so has Brunson.
Yeah, both. And WWE now has a relationship with Indianapolis. A series of, who knows if they'll renege on these deals or not. I mean, they've got...
It seems like everything's just going to Vegas.
Yes.
Vegas and SoFi. If you're a WWE fan, get ready for that.
But they do have...
Saudi Arabia. I can't wait. What's the over-under on the Saudi Arabia mania?
What event
mania?
I think it was Royal Rumble was in Indianapolis this year. But I think it possibly is because of the relationship with Pat McAfee in Indianapolis, right? Pat McAfee's got relationships with everybody. But who else was at 50 Cent? Did we ever figure out why he was there?
I don't know. My thing is, I have no problem. Like, Cat Williams used to famously, like, if Cat saw a big basketball game, like, he'd pay and go to the big basketball game. But that wasn't what this was. This was like, they were Pacers fans.
So they show Terry Crews has been to a game this year. Terry Crews is on the list of Indianapolis fans. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, Eisenberg, I guess he did.
Vivica A. Fox.
Eisenberg taught, I think, at Bloomington, at IU. Like, he did some theater project there, and then he taught there. Like, anytime you see him, like, he wears an IU hat. But he seems to be more connected to the university than to like Indianapolis or the Pacers.
What do you think about the booing of the naming and booing of the other team celebrities that traveled to your city to watch?
That's sports, baby.
That's sports. Okay.
You came in in rival gear.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would embrace it, I think, but I just wonder, like, is it an act like you've been there before scenario?
No,
like, of course these guys are here. You need to call them out and boo them?
As long as they didn't, like, violate them. If they put them on the jumbotron and you boo them.
No, I didn't say there's anything wrong with what they did. I'm saying, like, would you not be like, act like you've been there before? Like, they're there. That's cool. That's what, to me, having an NBA team, that's the cool moments. Like, you know, okay, if you're in the conference finals, this is the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, the TNT set is there. You know, like, that's the cool stuff. Oh, Ben Stiller's here. It's a big deal. What's his name?
Draymond's here.
Goldstein, or whoever. James Goldstein's here. Like, it's fine. No, I'm always for booing whoever, whenever. I'm wondering, would we do that at FedEx Forum?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think
no doubt.
Does it have to be more than one person? Is that what we're doing in their gear of the other team that's there to call them out? We have to do it as a group? Like, if it's only Ben Stiller there, is it kind of tacky? Just say Ben Stiller's here and boo
him? I mean, we booed Chandler Parsons when he was wearing the jersey.
Well.
Again, I'm not saying it wasn't earned, but like, yeah.
Deservedly so.
Sure. So,
I mean, like, if they really wanted heat, like, if they could orchestrate Chandler being self-aware enough to come to that game, that your hypothetical game one of the NBA Finals at FedEx Forum against the Knicks, and have Chandler wearing Knicks gear, like, that would be nuclear heat.
That might start a riot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, that would set the tone.
That's fair. So we've got,
I'm buying this, by the way. I think you got to have some connection.
I tend to agree.
It just becomes a total sellout move.
I'm also buying this.
because those the people that went, it's not like they don't go to other Knicks games. Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet have gone to every single game in the playoffs on top of multiple regular season games. They're actual just fans.
Stiller wasn't at game three.
He wasn't.
No, only Timothy was. I don't think Spike was at game three either.
Didn't Spike do like first take that day or something like that?
I assume both of them are busy.
Probably. I mean, like it does I would seem, assume so.
It does seem like Chalamet's kind of like on a
Wait, didn't Spike have a movie come out at the Ken music
at Con?
Or, yeah. At the film festival.
Probably.
What do you think about Timothy? You think Timothy is really
He's on hiatus.
Is Chalamet really a fan? Or is this
I think he really is. I don't think you can fake it.
Because I feel like
he's at regular season games. I'm chronically online. I mean,
you can't fake it. Like, people always are accusing celebrities and being in fake relationships.
Was it the Met Gala? He skipped something with, like, the thing that I respect about
Shaq. Well, I mean, not want to go to the Met Gala.
Well, no, the thing that I respect,
if you can go to a Knicks game instead. I mean,
yeah, but I think the thing that I've always respected about Chalamet is he's in that Kardashian world and he doesn't play by their rules.
No, for sure. He definitely does not play. He does not play by the rules. But we often debate. You know, is this relationship, a PR manufactured relationship?
Business relationship.
Yeah. Is it a business relationship between celebrities when they're in a romantic relationship? Like, is Timothy Chalamet, is his love of the Knicks, or is this orchestrated? And I'm not saying I've got any evidence. I'm just asking this question. Like, is it orchestrated? Because you look at Jack Nicholson, right? Like, and you look at Spike Lee. These. It helps your celebrity status to be associated with a major market NBA team sitting courtside. Like, this is great for your brand to be seen out and about.
I think he's legitimate. He's born and raised in New York. I think he's literally getting to live the dream.
I think that's what comes across, for
like,
sure.
It's like he now has the money that he's like, I can go around and travel and sit courtside with my team.
Right.
Like, that's – like. Other than probably owning the team, that's probably the level that all of us like would aspire to be.
To be able to do what he's doing right now. He's like standing up clapping during the games and taking pictures with everybody. So yeah, I think it's not bad for his brand. I bring up those other guys.
No, but I mean, like, I think Game Day was good for him too.
But he's the biggest star. Yeah, Game Day was
huge.
And dude, that was why was he there? Like,
why was he at Game Day?
Yeah.
Unclear.
That was unclear.
I think it was just because it was award season, like, anything he could go do. I mean, I think also it helped that, like, he knew ball.
And, he was great. He was great at it. But it was such a, like, him and Katy Perry, like, mega star, like, puts pressure on everybody to have somebody.
Still the most surreal thing I've ever covered.
Yeah. But
watching from a backstage Katy Perry eating a corn dog was something I did not have on my bingo card and things I might see in my lifetime.
It's just fascinating, right? So I think the biggest celebrity in music right now, who is it?
Taylor.
She goes to the game. She goes to NFL games, right? The biggest movie star right now is who? And you could say Tom Cruise. But his movie, he couldn't beat Stitch, Jeffrey. He couldn't beat Stitch.
And we were on half the amount of showings.
I need to see Michael B. Jordan.
Jordan's up there.
Gotta be up there.
No, not bigger than Timothy Chalamet. He's not. Timothy, like, awards.
I think awards and blockbusters.
He's in blockbuster movies, Jeffrey. He's in blockbusters that get nominated for awards. Who else is at a blockbuster that gets nominated
for an
award?
You and I have talked about this. Like, I think he's the biggest movie star under 40. But, like, our generation has no movie stars. I can't figure it out. We don't.
Right. I mean, it's Tom Cruise is the only name that I would consider. And again, he couldn't beat Stitch or Lilo this past weekend.
I mean,
a movie we've already seen.
Leo's still on that tier.
I was talking about Lilo, not Leo. But yeah, Leo DiCaprio, but yeah, he's always getting paired. DiCaprio's smart and strategic. He's always paired with other mega directors or stars in his films.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not always blockbustering, right? Like, since Titanic, how many blockbusters are he in? He's in, like...
Is Inception his last blockbuster?
Critically acclaimed, awesome stuff. It might be Inception, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
But Timothy Chalamet is hosting SNL... and being the musical guest and being nominated for Oscars and all of his, he is the biggest movie star, and he happens to be. It's just interesting. Some of our biggest stars are going to the games. If I am PR for one of these celebrities, it's like, we got to get you to some games. Who's your team? Isn't the larger societal,
and I'm not even say issue, because I don't think it's an issue, but it's the trend. We don't really make that many stars anymore. And maybe it's because we don't have
talented stars, I guess.
Well, like we don't have we don't really have the monoculture anymore, because everything's so fragmented.
Right.
And movies are either $500 million blockbusters or like $30,000 indie films. Like there's just not, and like music has gotten so segmented that.
Oh, that's part of the reason you could say that Old Timothy is where he's at. Yeah, for sure. There's less competition for that spot. He grabbed on. He found the opening, and
because like I feel
he's
like
getting
when you go,
the role.
Like I feel like when you look at like the top 40 songs, I think they're all by like five people.
I mean, maybe I haven't looked at this week's Hot 100 yet, but I'll take a look.
Well, I mean, Justin Moore and I have talked about this. It's something like at the year end of Billboard last year, it was like. Yeah, of the top 40 songs, it was literally by like five different artists.
New stars come in, but I mean.
But it seems like now the stars are like social media, influencer. Like you don't have to be on television to be famous anymore.
One particular country star apparently has the top three songs on the Hot 100 right now.
Yeah. That's something to ponder. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back,
five of the top 100. Top 10. Five of the top 10.
No, I'm telling. Like,
how is Shamboozy, a bar song, Tipsy, number 9, still on the Hot 100 chart? That song's got legs right there.
Also, did anybody see his AMA when.
I saw the clip.
Megan Maroney tried to claim that the Carter family started country music, and he just gave her this like look of I think it was a bit, but it was also.
Yeah, he's come out and defended her, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a bit, but yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Chase Mann, he's got a big fight at the Showdown at, the Southland Showdown 2. That is, again, this Saturday night at the Southland Casino. He's going to tell us all about his fight when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
ESPN. Chase Mann is an MMA fighter. He hails from Jonesboro, Arkansas. He'll be fighting in his home state for the first time on Saturday night. AMMA 35. It's the Southland Showdown 2. For tickets, you can go to attitudemma.com. Doors will open at 5. Fights will begin at 6. Chase comes in with a record of 6-0. Chase, I guess let's start here with a question. How long have you been in the fight game?
I've been training for probably 6 or 7 years, but I had my first fight just around 4 years ago.
And how, because I asked Jaleel this, Jaleel said basically he started from, you know, he was in wrestling. So for you, how did you get into, how does it go from presumably playing other sports like, I want to get into the fight game?
Yeah, so I would have wrestled if we would have had it. In Arkansas, it's just not real big, and the school I went to didn't have it, so I was big in football. I played football. I trained a little MMA when I was really young back then, and I always knew since I was, I mean, in sixth grade career orientation, I put on the sheet that I wanted to be a UFC fighter one day. So I always knew, and yeah, just a little bit later in life, I was competing. When I was around 19 or 20, I was doing competitive powerlifting. And around, I was probably 20, 21, and I was like, man, I'm getting older. I got to make a choice right now if I want to do this. And I buckled down and trained 2 or 3 times a day ever since.
Is the goal for you, is it the UFC? Because I was asking Jaleel this, and he's like, you know, now kind of the way it's kind of separating, I guess, is you've got UFC and then you've got prize fighting, and now he's more focused on prize fighting. But at one time he said the UFC was the goal. For you, what's the end goal?
Yeah. So I was just talking to my wife about this a couple of days ago. I've committed so much. I've dedicated all of my 20s to this. And I've put so much time and effort into it. Yeah. I have to shoot for the stars, man. So yeah, I feel like I can compete with some of the best in the world. I think I have the potential. I know I have a lot to learn. I have limited resources, so I have to travel a lot. But yes, I want to be in the UFC, and I want to make a name for myself, and I want to show people in this area that, you know, you can come from a place where it's not real popular, it's not real big, and with the right attitude and right mindset, you can make it.
How does that process work? Like, I assume the UFC, like most everyone, is scouting, and so is it, you know, you're taking as many fights as you can get and hoping that somebody shows up that night, or, like, you know, is there a process where, like, you're sending in tape? Like, is, you know, like, once upon a time in football, it's like you'd send in your tape to colleges, and yeah. Now it's like, now they all have Huddle. But, you know, how do you get on their radar?
So, you know, well, social media definitely changed everything, you know, just because there's so many different people that can see stuff on there. But I mean, you got to build your resume. You know, they look at records. They look at I always say your resume. They look at your resume. They see who you fought and how your record is. And really, I think the best route, I think now is probably one of the best times to get in UFC because they have so many events going on.
Yeah.
So they need a big roster. And what changed everything was the Contender Series. It's, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yep.
It's basically tryouts, you know. That's what I say. It's like it's almost like the Ultimate Fighter, you know, but you just have one fight, and, you know, you win, you're in. So I think that's the route I want to go. They're coming back in fall, and I would really like to get a big finish, make some noise on this fight, this card, maybe one more fight before then. And, yeah, I think just with some big finishes, and if I can just make enough noise, I'll get their attention.
It's a term that makes me honestly want to throw up in my mouth, but, like, I guess now, like, if USC, like, you have to have a brand, right? I mean, that's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of stupid to think about, but, like, I guess it's true, right?
It is. It's the entertainment bit. I mean, we're fighters. Yeah, we're fighters. But, yeah, it's the entertainment business for them, for most, yeah.
All right. What's our, do you have any specific, like, pre-fight rituals? Do we have a pre-fight meal? Like, I've never known, like, what do guys eat before? Like, for you, Saturday around, like, 5, like, walk us through what the pre-game looks like.
Yeah. So really I try to, I'm a nervous guy. So, it's a roller coaster for me as far as anxiety and stress. So I try to just pretend it's another normal day of training. I just try to, stay as low as like calm and level grounded. So I stay close to my wife, my family. If my kid's there, I like to sit with my family and hang out and, I'm either, if I'm not with them, if I have to sit in the back, some of the commissions like us to stay in the back. I have my headphones in and I'm sitting completely still and just trying to relax and breathe. And I can get myself really worked up if I get to it. And like I said, I'm an anxious guy. So once I get worked up, if I start thinking too much about the fight, my coach will have to say, hey, he's like, Chase, calm down. You've still got 4 hours, you know, and I'll be back there shadow boxing and jumping around. And so I have to kind of stay grounded.
Is there a way to, like, use the anxiety of, like, once the bell rings? And like, yeah. is that the idea?
100%. That's I was a quarterback growing up my whole life. I've always been a quarterback, and I excel under pressure. So, yeah, that's what I feel like. I almost put it off, and then on the walk to the cage, I feel it hitting me, and then by the time the cage door closes and locks, whenever I hear them announce my name, usually I don't really hear, like, I'm not even really paying attention. But yeah, once they say, are you fired already? It's almost like an out of body experience. You know, I'm just kind of in the back seat watching whatever unfolds and letting my body make the right decisions.
How has playing quarterback your whole life? Cause I mean, I do think quarterback's kind of, it's one of those things, like, once a quarterback, always a quarterback. Like,
sure. Yeah.
How has that helped you in the fight game?
Well, definitely being able to perform under pressure. That, I would say that's the number one biggest thing, is I'm used to, you know, MMA is a solo sport. You have a team, but it's you and one other guy, you know, so it's you versus them. I was always used to having a big team, but as a quarterback, I was responsible for my team. So I still felt a lot of the pressure. If my team didn't do well, it was my fault. You know, if something happened, it was on me. Why didn't I, you know, so being able to deal with all the pressure that's put on one person, I kind of, I mean, it still gets to me, but it's part of it. And also, you know, like walking up to the line of scrimmage, if the middle linebacker's blitzing and I have to call an audible, I've been doing that since I was 10, you know, so same thing. If I get in the cage and this guy happens to hit harder or have a better takedown than I thought, it's no problem for me to call an audible right then and there and change up my whole plan, you know?
No, I totally agree. Cause I don't care if you run, you know, an option offense that basically has three plays. If you're running, mm-hmm. you know, an air raid, if you're running, you know, you're running the whole thing from the line of scrimmage, the amount of decisions that you have to make even before the ball is snapped, like, you're going through a checklist about 7 or 8 things that you have to do in like 10 seconds. And I think the other thing I'd be curious about, like, you know, you miss the throw. Hey, you got to put it in the pass, move on. Does that kind of help? Like, maybe you don't dwell on mistakes as much in the octagon?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I hadn't actually thought about that, but 100% it does. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. I've never thought about it like that, but that is something that I just, my subconsciously, I do. If something bad happens, I just know I can't dwell on it. And I'm like, I always try to think, no matter what, I'm about to get it back. And I guess that probably does come from that mindset. Yeah.
We're talking with Chase Mann. He is going to be a part of AMMA 35. It's the Southland Showdown 2. You can get tickets at attitudemma.com. Doors will open at 5. Fights will be at 6. All right. So what do we know about our opponent this week? What's camp been like?
Yeah. Camp's been great. I feel good. The usual below bumps and bruises, a couple of scratches, but it's been good. I've been training for this guy for around 6 or 8 weeks. He kind of fights similar to how I do. He's a strong grappler. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, so I expect him to want to take it to the ground, which that's usually what I like to go, but might have a surprise for him if he tries that.
I mean, obviously, I don't want you to give out your game plan, but, I mean, that is kind of what I've always thought is interesting. Like, if you know you're going up against a jiu-jitsu guy and you like to go to the ground, like, are you almost playing into his hands? Like, I've always wondered that. Like, if even if your strength is the ground, but maybe he's got a different type of training, does that change maybe how you would think about whether or not I would rather go to my comfort zone?
Yeah, so I'm kind of stubborn and very, very competitive. So naturally, I always want to beat whatever the guy's good at. I want to beat them in their world just to prove that I can do it, you know, and
sure.
My ego kind of does that. Like when I train with wrestlers and they're good at wrestling and we're doing MMA rounds, I just want to out-wrestle them just to show them that I can wrestle too. Same thing with strikers. But yeah, it's always, what's the path of least resistance? It's like, can you go down here? Sure, you might be able to beat this guy. There's however many different ways, but same thing, getting in the end zone. What's the fastest way to get you there? If their coverage is good,
throw it to somebody fast.
Exactly, yep. Path of least resistance is what I always say.
Chase, we wish you all the best. Good luck, my man, on Saturday night.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate the time.
That is Chase Manigan. You can see him at the Southland Showdown Saturday night. It is the Southland Showdown 2 over at Southland Casino and Hotel. VIP play is live here in Tennessee, and that means that you can go and claim your VIP play welcome bonus. When you make a bet of $5 or more, you'll get $100 in bonus bets instantly. All you have to do is use the promo code Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, promo code Odyssey, to claim your VIP play welcome bonus. You can also, when you bet on VIP play, you'll be entered to win the VIP Players Club sweepstakes now through June 30th. Entries will be for the grand prize drawing of $10,000. Every bet you place, you get one entry. Every dollar you bet, one entry. And you can even earn 10 times the entries on parlays and same game parlays. Players can also take advantage of VIP Play's profit boost in sports-specific plays like the 25% MLB parlay profit boost. When you make a parlay of three picks or more, they also have the NBA playoff no danger wager. You can get 50% of your stake back in bonus bets if your wager loses. Also, regionals will start this week. So if you want to bet on some college baseball, you can do so. They have the 20% college baseball tournament profit boost on parlays of three picks or more. VIP play, where everybody gets treated like a VIP. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Of course, you must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee to bet. When we come back, we get into the list. CJ Hurt also coming up during hour number two. Stick around, you're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.